Aaron, if people are listening to this, they know exactly what they're getting.
So basically, exactly. Fuck Jay. We don't care what Jay has to say.
Let's just go with it.
All right. So
I think if Jay wants to come on the show and do an intro, have the intro then.
So people just joining us, this is the extended version of the Ramblecast for the $5 or more patrons. And basically,
extended.
Jay didn't like the fact we didn't have an intro or something like that. So basically, the vote's 4-0. Fuck Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm with you right there. I'm all in. So, I'm all in. Gambling at the table. Let's
jump right into it.
So
I joined the main show or the Arcad proper. A little late, obviously, all the bullshit that was going on. But I'm assuming you guys either brought it up or were waiting for me to say something about it. But what about good old Bob Kraft getting a hangy?
Oh, we started it, and you take the bait.
No, I didn't. I figured it'd be a good little.
Well, we started it, and then it's funny how we started it, and then you jumped in, and then I was like a little hesitant because I said, "Well, you know, there's human trafficking involved and stuff like that. I don't know if we want to get down that road." But
yeah, you know, let's do it. So. I've been thinking about this case a lot. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I heard about it first when I was driving up to Maine for my vacation, and like, it's incredible. Like, it's pretty jarring because of how much of a news story it's been made out.
Can I just say something on just something separate from that?
Yeah,
Padres haven't done anything in like 15 years. Anything newsworthy in like 15 years? They signed Manny Machado, make it official on Friday, and what the fuck do you hear on all sports radio shows?
Robert Kraft. San Diego had a team.
Yeah. Robert Kraft getting a hand job is what you heard the whole time. So
let's talk about the anatomy of what happened here. Not his anatomy.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say his anatomy
of this scenario.
Wait till the video comes out.
Oh, God. So
him and Brady.
So
he couldn't take Dean Spanos with him?
I read the transcript from the investigation. I don't know if you guys have done that or not. But,
no.
So let's
I know that it took 11 minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
I probably took him that long to take off his pants.
So, here's
he's older.
I will first off,
where's my belt? The
conversation, say that this is definitely not something that I would condone or have taken part in the past, but. At the same time, I think this news story, the news story has become Robert Kraft when it should be something completely different. This is my opinion. Okay.
No, agreed. It should be about the girls.
Yeah.
And it should be about this as something that should be fixed. I mean, Jack and I have talked about it. We've talked about it on the show as far as, you know, this is sex trafficking at its worst.
It is.
So, yeah, so let's talk about that for a quick second, too, because I'm going to put myself into Robert Kraft's like psyche for a second. And let me ask you guys a couple of questions. When Robert Kraft, and this is opinion, I have no way of proving this without having any testimony, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But like, let me ask you guys this question. When Robert Kraft went into this place to get whatever services that he had done, is that Robert Kraft going in saying, "Hey, I know this place is kind of a sex trafficking ring in which they'll give me a hand job for $60. So I'm going to go in there and do it." Or is this Robert Kraft going in like many, many men? I actually know about a half a dozen dudes that I've known in the last 20 years that have gone to one of these places for the same very reason. Not me. Being very honest, I've never done it. I know of at least six dudes who have done that. And I can tell you that at least from their perspective, they are not going in saying, "Oh, there's human trafficking over there. I get a hand job from some girl who's being like, you know, like being pimped out for sex trafficking or so forth and so on." No, they're going in there to get the job done. Do you guys think that Robert Kraft went in there with the intent of being serviced by someone who's in a sex trafficking ring? Question.
I did read something from somebody connected to the case, and they said they would have to know that there was sex trafficking going on at that location.
Okay.
That was just someone said. I mean, I don't know if, You know,
then fuck Robert Kraft. I'll say that right now. If that's true and he knew that, I'm not saying that absolves him of doing something that's considered to be dirtbaggy, but there are many dirtbaggy things going on that are far worse than that, if that was just on the surface itself. But if he knew that going in there, then...
That's hard to prove, though.
It's hard to prove. But it's also... I'm interested in that point of view, because I don't know how you would know that.
Well,
I mean, there is the aspect of like, if he's going into a place and saying, okay, none of these girls know who I am, so there's not going to be any reporting about who I am, because he's a very recognizable face in some circles, not in all circles.
Right.
But in that case, you're going to be anonymous in a way. You're just another dude.
Well, I guess the girls lived there 24/7.
Yeah.
I guess they slept on the massage tables. They had like a little, what do they call it?
Fucking terrible.
And we were talking like 1,000 men a year.
And living off of a hot plate, basically.
Hot plate, yeah.
That's terrible. I
mean, now,
it's despicable.
So, but I think we talked about before when we get down this road, I said I would vote for the first person that said they're really going to get serious about stopping this. And you still don't hear any of the politicians talk about it. You just don't hear them talk about everything else.
It's probably because half of them have been there.
Well, I'm talking about any of the politicians. I haven't heard, but anyway, but what I think should happen is that you legalize prostitution, you regulate it. So anybody that goes into one of these locations that's not regulated and you do something, then if you're arrested and you find out there are people there that are there against their will, then you're doing hard time.
Because like,
I mean, I don't know how else you can stop it.
Yeah. No, Jack, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And here's the thing is that like these places are everywhere.
They are.
Yes.
And I'm telling you right now, if you're
they're in New York,
if you're listening, they're in Chicago, podcast, there's one within 10 miles of your house. Yeah.
We had one right by where my wife works. They about 2 months ago, they got busted for it's same little thing, little strip mall that has a little massage thing. And
yeah.
And you sit there and go, you got, and then when I saw that, I go, okay, you see these things everywhere. How many of them are doing it?
All of them.
And you know, a lot of the people that come to the border, either legally or illegally, are being brought there by people who they're part of they have to work off the service, the money that it costs them to get to right. The border.
Like if it's not Massage Envy or one of these corporate places, and it's like some random massage parlor, it's like 90% chance that it is one of those.
Yeah. So like, it's just, I don't know how you can stop. I mean, it's just amazing still in this day and age that people want basically slavery. You're owning people.
So my follow-up question is, I don't know nowhere near enough about the industry to be honest with you, but like of all of those places, like there are two places in Franklin that I'm convinced are like, no question. Like of all of these places, what percentage of them that run this type of operation are actually employed by like a trafficking ring where people are being held?
I think it's large. I just think that it's a larger scale than we know.
If that's true, then that's fucking crazy, because they are literally in every community.
Yeah.
And I only know that because I've known people who have gone to them. I've known people who know people who have gone to them, and it's all like word of mouth. Like it's a thing, right? But like the other point I wanted to give up in when I was reading the police report, it said after everything was completed, it sounded like the way he wrote the description of like the video is that they were very friendly with each other, like hugs were exchanged, like they knew him. Like it almost sounded like that he was like probably a regular. He's probably been there a ton of times.
Well, and there was two times that they had him on tape, but they only right. like they only surveilled the place from like 5 days. I mean, it's not a long right. period of time.
Right, it sounded like, I mean, again, I do not want to speak out of line here. I'm not trying to. I'm no way am I defending, right? but it just, from what I read, it didn't sound like in the description of the video, like it was like a hostile situation or it was like a, like against their will type of thing. Now, granted, being against your will isn't defined by how cordial you are with your customers either. Like, I get
right.
That.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a choice but to be nice.
Okay. If that's the case, and again, I'll repeat my original thought, that is if he goes in there for these services and it's a legitimate, like, non sex trafficking ring, then he should just be labeled as a dirtbag, right? If he goes in there and goes and gets these services from a known sex trafficking ring and he knows about it, he's a dirtbag plus like a criminal in my opinion.
Well, I think if he can prove he knows about it, I think he should be stripped of his team.
I've heard that.
I mean, I just think I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at something else. But I just think it's such a serious. I mean, you really have to start putting. You really have to. Okay, we're gonna lay down the law. And bam.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's nothing related to.
Oh, okay.
That's nothing related to. But Nick, in the chat. Nick is wondering what I'm drawing as I'm listening to.
My mind shudders as to what Matt is drawing right now. But
well, I'll tell you, the internet, Twitter, everyone is going crazy about this.
Well, Eckhart sent me something on Twitter, and I thought he was joking. I thought he was just making fun of you and the Patriots. And I went, and when I looked on Twitter, and like, bam, bam. I go, wait, is this fucking real? Yeah. I go, holy shit. But, you know, it like I said, the only thing I think you can do is I mean, I don't know what you can do at the border. You got 40,000 people come in there a month and just trying to get across. And I don't know how you can.
But it's not just the border. I mean, you can fly people into the
country. I know. I'm just saying you have so many people coming in here that are being brought here, you know, to a better life, but they have to work off their debt.
Or worse yet, there are people that are trapped into sex rings because they are kidnapped.
Yeah,
and they have no way out because they've been kidnapped.
Exactly.
So you know that's even more terrifying. I think. It's
both men and women. I mean, young boys and young girls that are being forced into it. I mean, more girls than boys, but it's still. It's just right. I don't know how we're all normal people, and I don't know how somebody can do that to another human being. It doesn't register. I can't believe I can sleep at night. Knowing what I was doing to other human beings to make money, I couldn't do that. I couldn't sleep at night.
Well, they don't think of them as humans.
That's true. Right. Didn't think about that.
They look at them as property or like just like I'm making, you know, I make $200 off of Jack, you know, this week. I make $300 off of Chris next week. You know, like they're thinking of it as in just what they're, in the
they're,
end.
They're a product.
Exactly.
I mean, Jack does think of us like that. But
exactly. Yeah. I do. You guys, I do. But, you know.
Sure. Yeah, because, yeah, we wouldn't podcast every week if it wasn't for Jack because, you know, he cracks the whip.
we're trapped. Help us.
But either way, it's a huge issue that, as Jack mentioned, absolutely needs to be addressed. I hope they utilize this as a platform to not
agreed
to try to pin like the Super Bowl, you know, six-time Super Bowl owner against the wall for it. It feels like that's the focus right now. Whereas there's a more underlying problem that needs to get addressed, and I don't think you're going to get that address that through.
Well, like I said,
apparently were more or other people, or there's some other bigger names that have not been released yet.
Well, I guess they're saying it's false that there's bigger names, but there are like there's two other billionaires that got caught.
Yeah. So you've got
that, you know, in this area in Florida, and it's just like going, I don't know. But like I said, the only thing I read was someone from the inside the investigation. But again, you don't know if this is true or not because you get so much fake news. Said they would have to know, anyone going in there would have to know because of the conditions that the girls were in, that this was a sex trafficking place.
If that's the case, I mean, that's a terrible thing and it's awful. And Robert Kraft needs to be held responsible for that.
Yeah.
I hear the news and I'm not, I don't want to say I'm suspect, but I want to learn more about it because like, for instance, there was a place in the town I went to college in Framingham that got that got busted. And it got busted and shut down, but it wasn't for sex trafficking. Like, it was legitimate, just like prostitution is what it was. Like, it was essentially a whorehouse. And there wasn't any human trafficking going on there. It was actually, they're being busted for being a place for dirtbags to go to. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, that's what that is. Which is why, okay, when I heard it, I was like, wow, like, is this him going in and just doing a thing that he enjoys that's not really socially acceptable? Or is this him doing something, going in, it's not socially acceptable, but at the same time, like the epitome of human filth? Like,
yeah. It's such a big issue that I don't see how. I mean, anybody that would come out and speak out again, who's against stopping it? I mean, it would have to be one of those issues on both sides of, yeah, we need to stop this, but yet nothing happens. Like you said, unless they're all involved, it's like, you know, a lot of times you see something that happens, you know, that fucks up the country, and you're like going, well, you know why they didn't investigate it? Because both sides had their hand in the cookie jar. That's why they're not investigating. You can always tell when both sides are guilty because it's not a big issue with them.
Or when certain politicians sympathize.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, no, that's a huge point, dude. Like, I mean, think about it. Like what, you know, if how many congressmen and senators are there? Congressmen, women, and senators.
100 senators. 435 right. congresspeople, right?
So you're looking at 535 lawmakers in D.C., right, that are directly involved in shaping the laws of our land.
Well, and then you also have the executive branch.
This makes right. Add two more.
Yeah. Okay, sure, right.
So, and all of their interns and all of their...
Let's say yeah. 600, just to round it up to be safe, sure. right?
All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Like, if you were to take a poll, an honest poll, right, of everybody there.
Nick, that's not a brass poll. Gotcha.
of those 600 individuals, if you asked an honest poll of all of those individuals, I would say that you'd be very surprised by how many of them would say that they have gone to one of these places.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, there's the fear, the potential fear of investigation, right? Because,
right.
well, let's say some senator from who knows where, so has to be part of a committee that's been doing this investigation, and someone is going to do some of their own investigation. They're going to go back and find his name on the record, his or her name on the record of some massage parlor in
that's wherever. All cash. It's got to be all cash, right? Untraceable, right?
You would think so.
You would think, right? You have no idea. Like, I would guarantee you that. Like, I'm not gonna throw in a number because I couldn't tell you, but like, I would be guarantee you'd be surprised by the amount of people that have gone. Which is why, like, it becomes like a shocking thing. It's like one of those things where, like, people go to get those things done. Okay, whatever, move on. But when you talk about the negative side of, like, the whole human trafficking thing, that's like a whole new world of a conversation. That I don't think people are ready to have.
It actually goes it's even worse when you go past massage parlor. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's just a sad thing.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean, when you hear about these stories and you just go, and we're talking about thousands of, it's just, I don't know. It drives me crazy. I mean, I can't imagine it happening, why it happens, but, you know, just people are just, like you said, they don't treat them as humans. They treat them as product.
And to give the benefit of the doubt, I would say that a high percentage of the people who go to these places don't look at it as if, or don't realize that it's actually sex trafficking.
Unless
which I think is the bigger problem, right?
Because
if it's this rampant, then something has to be done about it.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that there is an element there of, like, if you're famous and you think, okay, this person knows who I am or this person doesn't know who I am, you know, like, are they going to report it? Are they going to, you know, I mean, but, you know, there's an element there of anonymity that comes into play when you're dealing with.
Be honest, that's why I think that they do know, because they probably realize that these people aren't going to talk.
Right.
because they're under someone else's. I mean, they're owned by somebody else. That's why they go into these places, because they know that it's not going to be like a, what's that, Heidi Fleiss? Yeah. The book. It's not going to be one of those situations where she had a book and a log and she got caught and she turned over the evidence. These guys are probably going in there because they know that the person that's doing the job, I mean, that's doing the performing the service, is not going to talk on them because they're, you know, their life or death
depends on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I look at it, because why would you go into a place like that other than you're not worried about anything.
The French fries too, I hear, are really good. So it's like how McDonald's got their start was, you know, the French fries. People think it's the hamburger, but really the French fries is what really made.
I thought it was the hamburgers, fries, and the drink.
Well, you can slap any shake and a hamburger together, but those fries, that's what really made McDonald's.
Yeah, you think so?
That's why they're not loving it anymore.
They're not. Well, ever since they switched the formula in 91 or 90.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right.
They went healthy.
Yeah.
Dang. So
I know it's not a cheery topic to talk about, but it is something that I think was on a lot of our minds, because we, you know, we follow the NFL, and, you know, this story erupted. I mean, it just.
But was it wrong that I said, why could he drag Spanos with him? I mean, that was my first thought. Why couldn't he drag Spanos with
him? Or Goodell.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be shocked if Goodell was part of it. Fuck him.
I wouldn't be surprised if Goodell actually started the investigation. I don't think he's a big fan of the good old Bob Kraft.
No, he's probably not. Anyway, well, that's all we got. Let us know what you think. You know, we keep this in the patrons one and out of our regular one, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a little something extra.
Something a little more edgy.
Oh.
What? I didn't call it a rub and tug.
Yeah, but.
Something extra.
I just was saying it's a little something extra. Like
Matt, why are you always causing problems every fucking week?
I'm not trying to. I was just I don't know what else to call it. That's
just stop.
Okay, I'll stop. For those of you that did enjoy our conversation, or would like us to talk about other topics, or maybe you have your own trivia that you want to throw our way, you know? Yeah. You think, hey, Dennis, you really screwed the pooch on this one.
Poor Dennis. Well, I thought they were very intelligent questions.
They're very intelligent. Very hard to answer, which actually is probably the good makeup of a decent trivia.
Yeah. And they were tough. I was looking at them, didn't know what the answer was. Anyway, that's all we got. Thanks for joining us for this extra special patron show. We're going to have to do a live show here soon.
I think we're coming up on a month very soon, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we're doing a crossover soon as well. I think we actually hit the $1,000 mark.
We re-hit it.
Re-hit it, right.
So the question is, do we have to do it because we already did it?
Oh.
I think if we re-hit it, you know, it opens up a fresh wound.
My suggestion was that let the patrons choose what they want to happen. Since it's already happened, they can choose what they want.
They want that notorious video.
That's 2000, buddy. Uh-huh. Sorry.
I don't know. I think because Drake hit it and he was like, boom, where's my podcast? I mean, I say we make Drake happy and just do it. I mean, how hard is it to do a crossover?
Is that what he wants?
He basically was like, give me my podcast, bitch.
I say let's do it. Let's put it out there.
That's fine. I have no problem with what anyone wants to do. I'm just saying whatever you guys want. You know, I'm a river. And I'm flowing with that river.
Well, you know, the last time we did a crossover, it was actually at the Raleigh meetup is when we did our right. First, you know, crossover.
Was I there?
You were there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Nick was phoning it in. That was when Chris was there. It was when I first met Chris.
Oh, we did trivia.
We did. So we did a trivia thing.
And we lost, right? We lost?
We did lose because it was fixed.
That was they got the easy questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was totally them.
I don't want to complain, but that is, you know, fuck it. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll figure something out for that. So,
all right, guys. And as always, enjoyed the conversation. I thought we handled it pretty well. And that's all I got to say. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
See ya.
See you next Tuesday.
Great show, guys. One in 500.
That was great show, kids.
Well, I was guys because, you know, you guys are adults. This is an adult show. It's great show, guys.
Great right. show, people.
So then I can say great show, kids, one in a million.
No, you cannot step on my line.
Great show. It's not your line anymore.
Great show, people. I guess I can do people. I just, you know, it comes from Han Solo for anybody that doesn't know at this point. So.
He's kind of a chauvinist.
Never doubted you for a second. Wonderful.
All right, guys. I'm out. Oh, we're out.
We'll see you, Jack.
Bye.